Consumer Confidence Drops in August. 29th August, 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for UN News. New York, New York. Worries about the job market caused Joe consumers' confidence to tumble even more than expected in August to its lowest level in 9 months. Consumer was so depressed he could barely get out of bed, mumbling something like, quote, what's the fucking point? Who cares? Unquote. Though consumer generally feels business and labor conditions are more favorable than unfavorable, the gap is closing, economists noted, which is likely to dampen his holiday spending. Quote, it confirms the economy is slowing down, that things are cooling off. Consumer is more concerned about the job situation than he was earlier this year, unquote, said Gary Thayer, chief economist at A.G. Edwards & Son, Inc. in St. Louis. He added that while consumers' sentiment and consumers' behavior don't correspond precisely, like the time he fucked that fat chick, even though he has frequently expressed his lack of attraction to fat chicks, the sentiment index can show potential changes in spending. Wow, that just screwed me all up. Anyway, the Conference Board, a New York-based research group that keeps close tabs on consumers, said Tuesday his confidence index fell to a reading of 99.6, down from 107.0 in July. The index was lower than the analyst's expectation of 102.5. Last year, consumers' index fell below 100. The last time the consumers' index fell below 100 was in November when we saw a reading of 98.3. At that time, there were layoffs happening at consumer's office, and his girlfriend had just broken up with him. Consumers' confidence has been volatile this year, with rising interest rates, high energy prices, and fighting in the Middle East weighing on his view of how the U.S. economy is doing. Quote, I don't know, man, unquote, said consumer. Quote, all this shit's happening and I just can't see where anything good is going to come of it, unquote. The thwarted terror threat in London earlier this month also worried consumer, who was maybe thinking of traveling to Europe to see some friends, said Stuart G. Hoffman, chief economist for PNC Financial Services Group in Pittsburgh. Lynn Franco, director of the Conference Board's Consumer Research Center, said consumers dropped this month, the largest one-month decline since Hurricane Katrina ravaged the Gulf Coast for a year ago, that is, means expectations of slower growth in the coming months. Quote, you've got a deterioration in business conditions coupled with lackluster job growth, unquote, consumer said, quote, and it's only a matter of time until I get fired or something, unquote. Consumer said the labor market worsened in August, and his feeling that jobs are plentiful decreased to 24.4% in August from 28.6% in July. His feelings that jobs are hard to get increased to 21.1% from 19.6%. Inflation worries remain high as well, even with the recent retreat in gasoline prices. Quote, my dollars are still getting stretched a little thin, unquote, consumer said. If gas prices continue to back off, it might help boost consumers' confidence, but other troubles in the economy may overshadow improvements in fuel costs. Quote, I still think there are difficult times ahead for the economy. Automakers are reducing output over the next couple of months, and that could trickle through to other sectors, unquote, consumers said. Quote, overall, I just can't shake the feeling that I'm totally screwed and there's nothing I can do about it, unquote. Now, I was patient with this article, and I hope you were too. I gave it a chance. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.